So let's take one of these and see, just explore it. Any or all of these things could happen, or any other, lots of other things. But let's say the financial system just stops, which is about equivalent to saying the economy just stops. For whatever reason, let's not get into, you know, a deep analysis of world finance and economics, although we can. I've spent considerable time studying it. Let's not get into that. Let's just say it stops, and we all know it's capable of stopping at any particular moment for whatever of a thousand or multi-million, you know, millions of reasons. And it stops, then what do we have to have if it just stops and the lights turn off and the computers turn off? Lord knows there shouldn't be a television in your house anyway, but if it turns off. And what's going to happen, and this isn't to be scared, this is to be prepared. So what we do is, as responsible men and women, what we do is we plan for it, because we know as we go along there's a higher and higher likelihood of this event, something like this happening. So we prepare for it. So what do we need? I need water, I need food, and I need warmth. And so those are the things I get. I get candles, I get canned food and dried food, rice and beans, and I get water, and I store the water. I store the water in jugs, or if I have a storage tank, you can buy 500 gallon storage tanks and so on. Store the water. And then you take it a step further. Well, you need your warmth, so you need a kerosene stove or some kind of fuel, some wood, or whatever you would use in an apartment or in a house. Kerosene stoves are sometimes popular, or alcohol-based stoves, or you just get little things that can keep you warm. It depends on what climate you live in and so on. So you've got your three basics protected to keep you alive for a little while. You're not worried about money. It won't be important. Gasoline won't be there. It'll all stop in a day. If this happens, I don't personally necessarily think it'll happen. It could happen from any number of things. But if it does, then you're protected. And you're not going to have gasoline to drive anywhere. After a day, it'll be all gone. And you won't have groceries in the grocery store. Even if you walk to the grocery, there won't be any there. So it's all going to stop. And then the other thing you need, just in case there are crazy people out there, you need a gun. You need to protect yourself, and it's best to know how to use it. So there are ranges, there are firing ranges everywhere. They're everywhere in United States of America. Everywhere, they're ubiquitous. So just find one close to you, and you can get a rifle or a handgun. Get a shotgun first. There, shotgun is the best basic protection if you have to protect yourself. It's also remarkably effective at shooting everything from a bird or a rabbit to a deer. And if you're in the country or close to country, you might want to do that. But we're talking about just in case there are crazy people around. If it shut down, you're going to need a gun-type protection for yourself and for your family. So you get a shotgun. They can get them inexpensively, $100, $200. Just get a used one and learn how to use it. Take it up to the range. It's 100% legal, and you shoot it a few times and learn how to use it and clean it and buy some spare ammunition for it. That's all you have to do. And then you've got your four basics covered. You've got water, you've got food, and you've got warmth, and you've got protection if you need it. And then you can go on to the next step of developing this a little more if you want.